Well, look, we've seen six models so far recalled. So that's a fair number. There are some on the market that are all right. There's a few that have been made in Australia that seem to be doing okay. But I guess the message is that even if you do get one that's compliant and meets the necessary regulatory safety standards, in states and territories across the country, they're by and large banned on most public roads and public footpaths. So you're pretty limited as to where you're going to use them. And we've seen airlines as well ban these devices from going on board. So pretty limited in terms of how you can use it and where you can take it. And as you mentioned in your introduction, there's been reports of injuries as well, of people falling off them. But look, putting all that aside, if you do manage to get one to work, they can be a bit of fun.
So there's no real way to really distinguish which boards are faulty and which ones aren't until something goes wrong.
Well, look, there's a couple of sure signs. I mean, obviously, price is a bit of a clue with these things. The more expensive ones tend to have been through the necessary regulatory compliance checks. And little things you can look for: insulated pins on the battery charger. So look to see that the pins are insulated. You can also look for the regulatory compliance mark, which is a little tick that often appears on the battery pack as well. And look, always good to register at recalls.gov.au. You can set up free alerts and stay across which products are recalled in Australia. And certainly when it comes to these self-balancing scooters or hoverboards, as they've become known, it's been pretty frequent that the recalls have been coming through. In fact, the six that I'm looking at here, there's been a Moonwalker, Cello Products, Airwalk, and the list goes on. So, look, really worthwhile, particularly if you've been given one, to make sure it's not on the recall list. And, of course, if you have been given a product or you've purchased one of these products that has been recalled, well, then Australian consumer law applies. You can contact the retailer and get your money back.
So with these recalls and reports of injuries, what do you think the future for these devices is? Do you think people will be a bit nervous about actually buying them and using them?
Well, look, I think given the regulatory environment where you're pretty limited as to where you can use them, and the fact that a lot of the cheaper models have caused problems, I think people need to do their research before they make a purchase, because the last thing you want is to plug this into the wall at home and find that you've got a house fire on your hands. So
yeah,
worthwhile just taking your time, doing your research, because there are some products on the market that are compliant. And if you have a private area where you can ride that, well then, you know, you may well be fine. But I think certainly a lot of the cheaper models that flooded the market in the race to Christmas, because they were the Christmas present of 2015, have been found to be problematic. And then you're into a recall cycle where you need to get that back and get your money back. So look, do your homework. There are some better models on the market, but know the limitations. And obviously, you know, wear safety protection, because these things are a bit tricky. When you're riding them over rough ground, you can find that, you know, they bump you off pretty quickly as well. So do your homework, wear the safety protection, and obviously don't fall for any of the models that have been recalled.
And Tom, just one other thing is, obviously house fires and injuries are not great, but should people be more upset that they're being marketed as hoverboards?
Yeah, that's right. No, they're a long way from being a hoverboard. I can confirm that both wheels are very firmly on the ground. So we refer to them as self-balancing scooters. But, you know, again, as you mentioned in your introduction, there was, a lot of talk around Back to the Future 2 and the fact that we'd have hoverboards by now. So, they were cashing in on that hype. But if you bring up your favorite search engine and type in Lexus hoverboard, you can get a bit of an insight into what a real hoverboard looks like. So they are out there, but I think it'll be a long time before they're hitting the high street stores.